Leveling the Playing Field on this moment of Indiana history. One of the ways black students encountered racism in Bloomington in the 1940s was in its eating establishments, many of which illegally refused them service. Although George Taliaferro's photo hung inside the Book Nook on Indiana Avenue, the defensive back, who had led the Hoosiers to their first Big Ten victory in 1945, had to trek all the way to the west side of town to get fed. In the spring of 1948, the frustrated Taliaferro consulted with President Herman B. Wells, who convinced the owner of the Book Nook to serve blacks. Other restaurants in town were more resistant, threatening a shutdown before agreeing to integrate. Wells called the restaurateurs bluff, offering to provide adequate eating facilities on campus for all students in the case of a local restaurant strike. By May 1950, the city's cafes agreed to comply with the law. Taliaferro went on to open many more doors for blacks. In 1949, the Gary native became the first African-American to be drafted into the NFL. Although he turned down the offer from the Chicago Bears to honor a previous commitment to a team in a more inclusive league. Eventually joining the Baltimore Colts and the Philadelphia Eagles, Taliaferro went on to tackle such issues as affirmative action, minority student recruitment, and African-American alumni relations at IU in the 70s and 80s. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.